On Northern Kentucky University Week, hospital safety and quality are a pressing concern. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Linda Dynan, professor of economics, takes an economic outlook on these issues.
Most of us think of hospitals as places we go in order to get well when we are too ill to recover from illness or injury at home. Researchers from many disciplines and healthcare providers are striving to make sure that is true. I'm an economist who studies how to improve healthcare, which means either we can improve access to and the quality of healthcare at the same cost, or maintain access and quality but produce these at lower cost. In 2000, a report documented the alarming incidence and cost of preventable adverse events, or patient safety events, in America's hospitals, reporting that as many as 98,000 people die in hospitals every year as a result of preventable medical errors. Since then, government agencies and hospitals have worked to measure medical error and provide incentives for hospitals to minimize these events. This is where my research comes in. What types of policies are effective in reducing medical error? What types of investments by hospitals lead to improvements in patient safety? Information technology, nurse training, empowering frontline caretakers to signal problems. Once we know what works, how do we get hospitals to adopt these systems and processes? How do we make these changes sustainable? Well, what have we learned? Well, we can do better. We have seen improvement in many measures of hospital quality. Preliminary results indicate increased expenditure on the education and training of nursing staff and on data processing produce improvements in patient safety. Context matters. That is, each hospital is different and quality improvement efforts need to be tailored to each environment. Incentives also matter. Government policies related to value-based care and non-payment encourage hospitals to change behaviors to improve outcomes. Healthcare workers are motivated to do the right thing, but doing the right thing is often costly, and we have much more to learn.
That was Linda Dynan of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.